Hello, this is Andrew Gill, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock and Bray. I just want to welcome you to this audio recording of our video sermon from the 3rd of May, where we explore the question of why pray. I hope that it will be an encouragement to you today and will help you to grow in your own prayer life. There are 650 prayers recorded in the Bible. From Genesis through to Revelation, the scriptures are filled with stories of the people of God giving him thanks, seeking his forgiveness, and asking for his help. Prayer was central in Jesus' earthly ministry. He would often wake up early in the morning and go and spend time alone with his Father. Most people will pray at some point in their lives, even atheists. And prayer is the most important activity in the Christian life, so much so that the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to never stop praying. As a church, we always want prayer to be our first response and not our last resort, especially in times like this. So to help us grow in our individual prayer life, we are doing a series of videos exploring the essential questions about prayer. Last week, we looked at the question, what is prayer? And we saw that prayer is simply talking with God. And in this video, we were going to try and answer the question, why pray? And as we begin to look at this, let me read from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Which says, "Let us, therefore, approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Prayer connects us with God. It connects us with his throne and with his transformation. God is a personal God. He has names and attributes. He thinks, he loves, he speaks. Just like our earthly relationships, the more we talk, the more the relationship grows. One of the last events I was at before the lockdown began was a marriage preparation class. And what is the one thing that everyone says is the most essential ingredient needed for a successful marriage? It's communication. And prayer is how we communicate with God. Through prayer, our knowledge of God grows, our love for him deepens, and our faith is built up. But of course, prayer is not just like any conversation, because it is a conversation with God, the creator and ruler of the universe. Prayer connects us to God's throne. It's very easy at the moment to feel powerless. But as we sit on our couches helpless, know that God sits on his throne and he is able to do more than we could ask or even imagine. Through Christ's death, we have been justified, and by the Spirit, we have been adopted, which means we have access to the King of Kings and we call him Abba, Father. Prayer gives us a direct line to heaven's throne room, and we can bring all our requests and worries to God. Prayer connects us to God's throne and to God's transformation. Prayer brings change. When you read those 650 stories of prayer in the Bible, you see how they were answered. And the most amazing and miraculous way that God answers their calls for help. Prayer brings change. But the mistake we sometimes make is what we actually expect to change. See, some people think we pray because we're trying to change God's mind or change his plan. But we don't pray to try and change God. We pray to allow God to change us. At times in my life, I have found it helpful to write down my prayers. And I have these journals that go back about 15 years. And I was flicking through them during the week and reading these prayers that I wrote. And it reminded me about how prayer connects me to God's transformation. generally, it's during the difficult times that I would write in these journals the most. And as I read back over them now, I see how God has answered all my prayers. I can testify with a psalmist who wrote, "I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears." But as I read through the years of these prayer journals, I see that the greatest transformation is the one that has happened inside of me. Because my attitude to trials, my concern for others, the ambitions for my life have all been transformed as I talk with the living God. Because prayer connects us with God. Prayer involves transformed passions. In prayer, real prayer, we begin to think God's thoughts after him, to desire the things he desires, to love the things he loves, to will the things he wills. Progressively, we are taught to see things from this point of view. Now, I know some of you are probably thinking, but I've been praying for something for years and I've never seen anything change at all. And that's a really important question. So there will be a whole video looking at that exact thing later on in this series. But God always answers prayer, though not always in the way that we are expecting. Jesus himself taught his disciples to always pray and never give up, because prayer does bring change. Why pray? Prayer connects us with God. It connects us with his throne and with his transformation. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. A way you might find it helpful to connect with God this week is to write out a prayer. Maybe this afternoon, take a piece of paper and write a letter to God. Tell him what you're feeling. Share your worries. Ask your questions. Offload your frustrations. Since the beginning of time, the men and women of God have been seeking his face in prayer. Add to that number today. Give him thanks. Seek his forgiveness and ask for his help. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you sit on heaven's throne. Thank you that your love is changing this world. Jesus, teach me to pray and help me to trust in you. Holy Spirit, transform my life. Have mercy on me and show me grace. Amen. Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please go to our website, standrewschurchblackrock.ie.